50 first-year students are set to start class on Monday at Boise's Concordia Law School. That is the largest incoming class since the school opened in the fall of 2012. Meanwhile, Concordia's third-year class is almost as large, but many of them will not be in class this fall. Adam Cotterell has our top story.
About half of Concordia's third-year law students will be sitting out the fall semester. They're waiting to see if Concordia will get provisional accreditation from the American Bar Association. The ABA has delayed the process in order to take a closer look at the school. That puts third-year students in a tricky spot. Idaho law says if the school doesn't get provisional accreditation by the time they graduate, they won't be able to take the bar exam and so won't be able to practice law. This fall, while half of third-year students are taking a break, the ABA is expected to send a fact-finder to Concordia. School spokesperson Madeline Turnock says having so many students gone will not affect the school's review.
The accreditation process continues to be on track. That continues to move forward in positive steps toward provisional accreditation.
American Bar Association accreditation is a multi-year process, so students at any new law school take a risk when they sign up. Last year, the ABA granted the provisional okay to Belmont University's new law school. That was in time for the Tennessee school's first graduates. In 2012, two schools got the provisional status. In 2011, the ABA denied one school's application, but granted five others. Concordia could still get provisional accreditation in time for its spring graduates to take the bar, but the ABA has not told the school when it will decide. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.